What's up, everybody? Welcome to a hunting report from the 2021-2022 deer season, depending on how long your season runs. This is Amos, the wannabe hunter. Thanks for tuning in today. Just want to give a quick update. Thanks for everybody for listening and following along. I was able to get in the stand yesterday morning, and I did not see anything but a flock of turkeys. I was all excited. My wife's uncle went and sat that stand on Saturday morning, and he had a little 6-point come chasing does under him. There was, I don't know, 3-4 does walked under him. And so I was pretty pumped. He actually checked the trail camera in that same area on Sunday afternoon, and that same little 6-point, which I would gladly take, by the way, was chasing a doe right past the camera. And I got out there Monday morning and saw absolutely nothing except for the turkeys. So that was a little disappointing, but that's really the fourth sit of the season. So the season is young, and I'll be able to get out there on Saturday. So I'm excited about that. Actually, Saturday, hopefully going to a different property. So that'll be awesome. Just staying excited, though. It's always deflating if you go out there and you don't see any deer. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. But, or if you're, you've got a target buck and you hadn't seen it, you know, it's always a little disappointing. But, you know, just hang in there. And it's a long season for most of us. Definitely here in Florida, it's a long season. And so I'm still excited to see what happens as things go along. But just wanted to check in and, you know, give a quick report from my season so far. You know, things don't always go as planned, whether you're out in the stand or today. Tried to record a podcast and the audio didn't record. So it's kind of important when you're in a podcast. You know, stuff happens like that, but you just gotta hang in there and, you know, make it happen when you got a chance. So, good luck to everybody who's going out this afternoon, who listens to this. Just thank you so much. Also, a quick note, my recent episode with Nathan Killen has reached 100 listens. That's my first episode to be listened to 100 times. So thanks to everybody who's listened to that one and all my other episodes. But a big thanks to Nathan for coming on. He was an awesome guest. He is a great guy and a great deer hunter. You know, does it with a traditional bow, so that's even more impressive. But definitely give him a follow if you're not, and give that one a listen if you haven't yet. Thanks for everybody for listening in to this little update, and shoot me a DM on Instagram if you're interested in doing a hunting update throughout the season, today or anytime, and I can get you the info on that. But basically just looking for folks to recap, you know, sits or even harvest, you know, whatever works, whatever's happening out there where you are. So far we've had them from at least Florida, Alabama, and Missouri so far. So check in if you want to do an update on the podcast. You know, I'd be happy to get it up for you. And good luck to everybody going today, the rest of this week, and of course this weekend. And we appreciate it. And thanks for listening along and following along. Y'all have a good one. As always, remember, honor God, work hard, and keep hunting. Thanks so much if you have hung in here until the end of this quick little hunting report. I appreciate you tuning in, and I appreciate all the support. We are coming extremely close to 1,000 listens to the podcast overall, and we're getting there on 1,000 followers on Instagram. So definitely appreciate that. Appreciate everyone who's left a rating and review on iTunes. Please continue to do that if you haven't got a chance to do it yet and you're enjoying everything. So just giving a few of those numbers to say that we're definitely looking at doing a 1,000 follower giveaway on Instagram. So stay tuned. We'll figure that out, figure out what we can get out there. So appreciate you guys so much. Good luck this hunting season. As always, honor God, work hard, and keep hunting.